KO4HKX, mobile.
Is that okay?
KO4HK.
Dollars is that poor?
Not too bad. I'm in the excursion, so I stopped this morning and put $100 in because that's all I'll let you get. And now I'm on my way home, so I'm stopped to fill up while I'm down here, and it's much cheaper.
The 4-gallon tank on that one?
50-gallon, whatever it is, it's huge.
Ours had that. I actually like that big tank on it.
You don't have to stop for fuel very often with it.
Vehicle. Oh, we had it for 16 years and it served us well.
It's one of those ones on the road for our family anyway.
Minivan, the kids were getting taller and Beth was like, let's go look. Would you want to look at Suburbans? I'm like, we can go look, dear, but there's no way. And we just happened to be driving around on the lot looking at them, and I said, go look at this price tag on that. I saw her mouth drop open. She came back, and then she saw that excursion. She said, what's that? And I said, there's no way we can afford that, because at the time, you know, that was 2003, and when they first came out, I'd heard they were probably more. I wasn't really sure, but somebody had bought it new and brought it back and wasn't big enough for them, didn't have the right engine they wanted in it, and we got it for a steal.
Like I said, to me, the V10 or the 7.3 version are the best two to get. The 5.4, it's okay, but it's underpowered. I mean, it's going to suck some gas down. And then the 6-liter, it's just a 6-liter, so I wouldn't have it.
The 5.4, and I mean, you know, this truck actually gets better fuel mileage than that did, but you know, we lived in Simpsonville and everything was pretty close, you know, other than the long trips that we took, family vacations or whatever. But even then, I just used to it. We knew it was what it was going to be, and, you know, didn't really think about it. And, of course, fuel was a lot cheaper. Gas was a lot cheaper then.
Here, where it's quite a bit flatter, probably helped a lot with the 5.4 in it. But up around the house, man, they struggle.
But I remember, I mean, first time when fuel prices started going up, what we thought was high. I remember the first time I put $75 in, I couldn't believe it.
I've been driving 7.3s with the 97 body style for quite a few years, and they've always had the dual fuel tanks on them. And it was about 45 gallons between the two of them, and I used to stop them, fill both of them up for $40. I remember the first time I had to put, you know, $75, $100 in there. I'm like, this is the end of the world.
92 Ford with a 6-cylinder engine, is a 5-speed maybe overdrive, and it had two tanks on it too. That was a good truck.
6-cylinder. That thing was just about unstoppable. Than the vehicles on the road today.
And I just realized that I did not turn where I was planning on. Doggone it.
If I didn't mess you up.
Closed a bridge on one of the main, the way I go every day, and there is a way around it. It just takes longer. So, and I don't like going through Traveler's Rest because that takes longer. So I was going to cut from Marietta, cut down Old Whitehorse. And I totally drove by it because I don't go that way very often.
Down here at 25 in Ferris Bridge Road right now.
Normally would come out, but now I got to go through the slow traffic of Traveler's Rest because they've got it down to 25, and this time of day it's going to be backed up one lane. And I don't go through town this time of day. Still want to go down 25. Oh, well. Looks like I'll be late again. I was about 5 minutes late yesterday.
I'm sure they're not going to have too much issue with it as long as you've been there.
Anything, as long as the route gets covered, and I just feel bad. I hate being late.
I'm the same way. I had some stuff to do this morning before I went and picked the other guys up, and it took me a little longer than what I was anticipating, so I was a little aggravated because I was late in meeting them.
Well, here's an FYI for you. Today is Connor's and Hayden's birthday, so if you happen to hear one up on the radio later on, you can tell them happy birthday.
Make sure to do that.
It's a Tesla police car that they use a lot.
And on the way down this morning, I seen it with somebody pulled over right there at George Coleman.
And to work this morning, she was, it was a little after 5, and she was going through TR, and somebody passed her to beat her to get to the two, where it narrows down to one lane, and then sped up, and she came around the corner, and TR police pulled out behind him and pulled him over.
That's unusual, but most of the time those people are driving like fools and don't get that until they've hurt somebody.
Him and not her. she says she sets the cruise when she goes through here just so she doesn't get distracted and go too fast. She has a tendency to step on the fuel a little bit harder.
One of those feet too. But it's hard to do 25 mile an hour. I mean, it really is.
It's a very slow speed now. You know, 25 is not as fast as it was when we were kids, that's for sure.
My horse, right here where I'm at, the speed limit's 50, but they're blowing by me like I'm going the other way.
Highway Patrol like to sit there right at Farr's Bridge. They'll sit in that roller skating parking lot and pull a lot of people over.
For HKX, yeah, I've seen them there quite a bit. I know to watch my speed coming through there in the afternoon for sure.
Okay, speaking of police, last night when I left Greenville, about tour bus type buses, probably 10 of them, and they had a police escort. There was a police car in the front with flashing lights on and one following them. Wonder what that was all about.
Our swamp creatures passing through.
It was some more of those, what do they call them? Undocumented, or newcomers now they call them. They brought in somewhere and were going to drop them off somewhere.
Haters? I know what you meant. But I don't know. It could have been. They could have been escorting them somewhere. That's for sure.
Yeah, like a luxury motor coach. It was looked like, like a business, a company. The white motor coaches that you see driving around all the time.
Escorting them through the state so they didn't stop. That way they go up to Charlotte.
Wondering and kind of hoping if that was the case. But they met them at the border and said, nope, you're going on.
Those from Texas down there making their way to New York. I don't know, but I'm just being funny.
Yeah, but anyway, where are you now on White Horse?
Past, where 276 and 25 and all that come together. I just went through that intersection.
The other way. I'm the other side of Furman now. We must have just passed.
Did you see the big yellow armadillo Ford truck?
For a green excursion. Maybe that's why I missed it.
The yellow truck, so figured he stands out a little more than I do.
Coming in, you didn't have any audio. Maybe you can try again, but well, when you said yellow truck, then I thought, oh, maybe that's what you were driving. Yeah, I didn't see a yellow truck either, so I might have been on the other side of the bridge when you were coming through. N4, is that okay?
He's real close to where I was at, and figure he's a little more noticeable.
Excursion tends to blend in other than the antenna on top of it. That Excursion, back to that, and that was 2003. I mean, I hardly ever noticed them. I knew about them, and I thought, you know, I thought it would be a good vehicle. But as soon as we bought that Excursion, I started seeing them everywhere we went. It's funny when you start paying attention to something like that, how often you see it. I've done things like that, too. Bridge now, N4ZLK. Yeah, be careful going through that intersection. It might get you. Up and down this road. I used to know it like the back of my hand. So many houses and developments in there. I don't know what to think. It's only going to keep doing it. Well, South Carolina was declared just recently the number one destination in the nation for people to move to. A survey put out by Pods, that portable storage thing, you know, and they said Myrtle Beach was the number one place people were moving to. Have that. Got no use for it. Not that it's a bad thing, I just don't care for going to the beach. Got a case of the hiccups. Found out this dose of steroid they put me on. It's only 3 days worth. I took 2 days worth and I cannot. I had hiccups all night last night. Every time I woke up today or they would wake me up, I just didn't take the third dose because it's a little awful. Side effects of medication. I've never heard that before, but yeah, I imagine that would be bad, having hiccups all the time like it. Side effects, so if this is the worst it's going to be, but I'm done with it. Every time it just either comes out of the blue or I take a sip of water and it just hit me, and then it takes a while to get over them.
792.
Or somebody, I doubled with you. Okay, who was that, Patrick?
Rage Kicks. Didn't recognize the voice, and it sounded like somebody that's just messing around.
Bad. I thought it was Steve when I unkeyed, caught the last couple of the words. I thought it was Steve, but I apologize, Steve, if you're listening.
Tell any more if it's the other repeater that's bleeding over here or what's going on.
I'm going to get off. I can't shake these things, and it's hard to talk. So you have a good weekend. Maybe I'll hear you on the net or something. Be careful going home. KO4HKX and 4ZLK. Let me get out of here while I can.
Safe trip down to Atlanta and back tonight, and hopefully the hiccups go away pretty quick. KO4HKX, I'll be mobile and monitoring.